Oh, what does that mean? You know, we're not just a radio show. We're a really awesome blog, the Bryant Park Project blog. And the lady who runs that situation's name is Laura Conaway. And she's here to tell us what's going on in her web world.
Good morning. How are you guys?
We're good.
We had a great big experiment yesterday that I'm humbled to say we didn't take part in so much as a media organization, but really just as an equal player with everybody else. Which is to say that we Twittered Super Tuesday.
Yeah.
And it's really the first big national news to happen that
way. It was kind of cool the way the people, the NPR feed came in and people reported what they were seeing. And I Twittered for a minute. I came out of my haze, my sleep and Twitter.
Yeah, then so were people just saying, I'm going to vote right now, or were they giving you exit polls?
You know, the thing about Twitter is everybody is on an equal standing. So it's you, the giant thing with NPR, and it's somebody else who just signed on to Twitter a minute ago. We happen to live at twitter.com/BPP, and we post little posts on there, 140 characters at a time. You can do anything you want to with them. I just brushed my cat, or, you know, so-and-so just called Missouri for such-and-such candidate. And that's what we did all night. We tweeted election results, outtakes from speeches, and it was kind of an amazing experience, really, to be a part of. One of the things that's come out is that people are trying all kinds of little on-the-fly experiments. This guy, Brian Person, started up something called @IVoted. And what he wanted you to do was, when you voted, post saying you had voted, you know, and put @IVoted in it, and then he was going to collect all these. I can't even tell if that worked. Andy Carvin, a friend of the BPP from NPR, ran over and started @SuperTweetsDay, which just collected all these things. It was just sort of like watching water shift back and forth in a bottle all night. Just a strange experience.
Well, we have how many now? 305 followers?
Yeah, I mean, we're just growing constantly, and the more you tweet, the more people come around. And as people follow each other, you really do get the sense that you're talking to a crowd. There's an amazing Google mashup that I put on the blog right now, which is kind of hypnotic and worth looking at. It's a Google Maps and Twitter mashup that shows you in real time a map of the United States and the rest of the world where people are tweeting about the election.
Wow, that's pretty cool. Wait, I gotta go look.
So 6 billion people, and literally one person out of those 6 billion people pops up and says something. Hmm. It may take longer even than we have to look at it
now. Well, right now it's really interesting. Okay, it says greatest conversation in the world, and the Google map, you know how, and then the pop-up comes out, and it says Josh from Marietta has got something to say about Hillary and Obama. So you must have just tweeted that.
And so, if you go live with it and you sit there with it for another 15 seconds, somebody else will come up and say something. It's kind of magical and strange, and I'm not quite sure what to make of it, except that I think it's the future, and
it's good.
And it's good.
And therefore, it is good. We mentioned that we have video of Jill Sobule singing Super Tuesday on the site, but we are just lousy with video this week.
We certainly are. We have a conversation with Vampire Weekend that's coming, which I can't wait to see, actually, because I think, you know, we have a pretty frank conversation with him about being the buzz band. We have video from the Giants Parade. Rachel,
scary.
I heard that was kind of scary.
Now, was it the people who were scary?
No, it was really fun. It was exciting, but you know, when you're in Lower Manhattan, you get crowds like thousands of Manhattanites New Yorkers together, and they're all Giants fans. And crowd control got a little crazy. Police got a little crazy.
And we have a blog post from our in-house astrophysicist, Summer Ash. I'm actually expecting her to be in the studio maybe later on this week
to have
a chat with us. She talks about what you missed versus what missed you, asteroids in the solar system.
All right. BPP online editor Laura Conaway, busy as usual. Thanks, Laura.
Thank you.
Hey, thanks for joining us for this hour of the BPP. We're always available to you online at npr.org/Bryant Park.
Throw us a Twitter feed. This is NPR. Oh.